بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. When mistakes seem insignificant, we become negligent about correcting them. We will not correct them and continue making them. These are the outcomes of arrogance. Notice how problematic this becomes. It deprives us of listening to friendly advice. Sometimes a person says something to us out of malice, and it might make us angry, but sometimes people criticize us in a friendly way, and we will not listen. Well, this is the first detriment, becoming arrogant. What is the second detriment? Passivity. Passivity is the opposite of arrogance. This is also a malady and detriment, and is equally devastating. What does passivity mean? It means having low confidence, thinking that we are weak and feeling that we cannot go on. It means having a sense of being in a dead end and having no way out. Having no hope of divine mercy is one of the results of passivity, which is a big sin. Never give up hope of God's soothing mercy. This is Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse 87. One of the big sins is hopelessness about God's divine mercy. This results from passivity because one feels being in a dead end without a way out. This is a dangerous poison.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
For the manager, an official of an organization, it is really a poison to feel being in a dead end. The enemies are trying very hard to inculcate this sense into all of us, and they do so in different ways, through negotiations, meetings, slogans, interviews, and news. With some operational activities, they try to engender a sense of desperation, passivity, impasse, and the like in the other side. This is another detriment. Of course, our hands are open against this second detriment, which is passivity. In other words, we thankfully have the way to confront passivity in the Islamic Republic. First of all, we have divine promises, Quranic ayahs and verses, which are God's irreversible promises. In Holy Surah of Al-Imran, after mentioning the enemy's sentiments towards the Muslims, God says, if anything that is good befalls you, it grieves them, but if some misfortune overtakes you, they rejoice at it. After that, he says, but if you are constant and do right, not the least harm will their cunning do to you. Chapter 3, verse 120.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all